This is KBOX Heart of the Arts podcast. I'm Greg Kostraba. The Phoenix Chamber Music Society presents the East Coast Chamber Orchestra along with pianist Shai Wasner Saturday evening, January 11th at 7:30 at Camelback Bible Church in Paradise Valley. Jessica Thompson is a violist in the ensemble, and she's on the phone from New York City. Welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Happy to have you here. Before we talk about the program, which is really a unique blend of old and new, tell us a bit about the East Coast Chamber Orchestra and how it differs from a traditional orchestra.
The East Coast Chamber Orchestra, or ECHO, as we call ourselves, was founded in 2001. A bunch of friends just out of school got together and formed this kind of collective conductorless string chamber orchestra. So I guess there's your first clue as to how it differs from a regular orchestra. We do not have a conductor. We usually play with, I would say, 14 to 16, 17 members at a time. And all of our musical decision-making in the rehearsal process and otherwise is done collectively. So anyone can speak up at any time. You know, we, of course, try to limit ourselves so that we can get anything done, but it's all a joint, very democratic process of working on music. Our members are members of chamber ensembles, string quartets, piano trios, other kinds of ensembles. They are members of major orchestras. Some are soloists and freelancers, and many wear several different hats. And we come together three or four times a year, usually, to play tours and do different projects. It's a treat to come together. It's a break from our regular musical lives to come together and work in this way.
That's terrific. Now, in all the pictures I've seen of you all on stage, everybody stands, right? Except for the cellos?
Correct.
How does that affect the way that you sound, or does it?
I think it allows for the violins and violas a bit more freedom. Also, it's easier, we find, to be physically communicative that way, again, since we don't have a conductor, and it works a little better for sight lines. I think that helps add to the sort of dynamic energy of the group, as well as our ability to communicate with each other.
So everyone kind of breathes together, and and that definitely adds to the musicality of of the performance. Let's talk about the program now. It contains music from the 18th, 19th, and 21st centuries, a couple of pieces written within the last decade or so. Were you instrumental in developing this program?
I was, yeah. I am one of two executive directors, along with violinist Jay Fry Vogel. We handle a lot of the administrative work behind the scenes. So much of this program is actually going on a CD that we'll be recording just after our performance in Phoenix. So this is going to be a fabulous chance to get some good performance experience of this repertoire again, right before we go into the studio. The three contemporary pieces, David Ludwig's Virtuosity, Vijay Iyer's Concerto, Handmade Universe, and Michi Wianco's arrangement of Bach's Chaconne, will be all going on a disc that we'll be putting out. And they were all ECHO commissions. We'll be playing the first three movements of Dvorak's Serenade for Strings to begin the program, just kind of warm and welcoming, and it's sort of a nice introduction to ECHO for the audience.
The connection with the particular composers, David Ludwig and Vijay Iyer, you've obviously been associated with them for quite a while, right?
Yeah. David Ludwig wrote Virtuosity for ECHO back in 2013, and many of us in ECHO had known him for years before that. And yeah, this piece really, as the title implies, showcases the virtuosity of the ensemble. It's made up of sort of micro concertos for different members of the ensemble, principal player in each section. And Vijay Iyer, he had been in talks with Shai Wasner about writing something for him. And Shai and ECHO had collaborated quite a bit already. And the idea came, how about a concerto with ECHO? And Handmade Universe really explores the possibilities of an ensemble like this without a conductor that's really kind of moving and breathing as one, and the possibilities of combining textures and also finding separate textures between the ensemble and the piano.
And it's more of a traditional concerto, right, in the sense that it's three movements as opposed to the micro concertos, I assume, are all individual, one single movement works.
Exactly. It's in three movements, although played ataka. So it flows from one movement to the next.
Can you talk a little bit more about the David Ludwig concertos? Are you the soloist in the viola concerto, the second movement?
I am, actually, yes.
So what does he bring to the viola from your perspective as a soloist?
It's fast and furious. It's a lot of fun to play. He explores the lower register of the instrument in the opening and then moves through this frenetic section and then sort of moves to the top of the viola's register toward the end. It's a lot of fun.
That's great. Phoenix audiences should be familiar with David Ludwig. His wife, Bella Kristeva, played a piece of his with the Phoenix Symphony last season. Mm-hmm. Vijay Iyer, tell us a little bit more about this handmade universe. What kind of mood is he creating in this piece? Or is it just a wide variety of moods throughout the three movements?
It begins quite meditatively. There's a lot of spinning out this texture with the piano, sometimes feeling very much like a part of the ensemble, and then sometimes separating itself from the ensemble. It goes through a beautiful sort of heartfelt slow movement, and the last movement is dancier. Vijay Iyer has a background in jazz, and there's definitely some jazz rhythmic elements making themselves heard.
And then the program ends, as you mentioned, with the Michi Wanko's arrangement of the Chaconne from Bach's Violin Partita Number 2. How does she go from one instrument, since it was originally a solo piece, to make it a piece for a string orchestra?
Michi is a violinist as well as a composer, so obviously knows the Chaconne quite well. Michi is actually a founding member of ECHO, although hasn't played with the ensemble in several years, but we still maintain a close relationship with her. She has a real gift for orchestrating Bach's work. It, I think, really brings a new kind of vividness and depth to Bach's writing in the Chaconne. I don't think she varies too far from what he writes. She's not adding her own pitches, but what she does with texture, for example, some of the arpeggiated sections that sort of grow through the entire ensemble. It's quite powerful writing and is a lot of fun to play.
Jessica, thanks for spending some time with us.
Thank you so much.
Jessica Thompson is a violist in the East Coast Chamber Orchestra, which will be in concert Saturday evening, January 11th at 7:30 at Camelback Bible Church, 3900 East Stanford Drive in Paradise Valley. More information and tickets are available at phoenixchambermusicsociety.org. For the KBOC Heart of the Arts podcast, I'm Greg Kostraba.